you can actually go find a car to rent if you need it on the spur of the moment for a fairly inexpensive amount of money. And then if you have a car that you don't need all the time, you can put it into the car sharing program and others can use it and you can make some money. There's a lot of different cars on those sites which you can access and look up. So you would go on and type in your zip code and you'll see all the cars that are available to you. Whoever has the car sets the rate by the hour. My hourly rate is about $8 or $8.50. And others range from $5 up to, I think I've seen $50 an hour for like a Tesla. So it's quite a nice range for different budgets. As people are figuring out that it's safe, that the insurance does cover if anything happens, and that you can make a little bit of money and help protect the environment, these are all reasons that more and more people are learning about it and getting involved. Slowly, there are now more cars on the website when you go to look up a car. This is important because it's only going to be a successful program if people use it, and people are only going to use it if there's an easy, accessible car nearby where they can go and get it quickly if they need it.